Rick Godsell, 5 feet nine. Number 15, Brian O'Donnell, 6 feet one. The center will be number 21, Rod Watson, 6 feet three. And the forwards will be number 11, Buzzy Brewster, 6 feet one. And number 22, Jock McKernan, 6 feet one and a half. The others on the Bangor squad, Mike Black, 5 feet ten. Dick Cole, 6 feet tall. Jimmy Nelson, 5 feet ten. Dick Downs, 6 feet two. Bob McGee, 5 feet 11. Robbie Newman, 5 feet 11. And Carl Goggins, 6 feet four. For Caribou, coached by Dwight Hunter, the starters will be number 14, Danny Kelly, 5 feet nine. Number 20, Gary Willett, 5 feet nine. Number 22, Dave Hatman, 6 feet tall. Number 30, John Thibodeau, 5 feet 11. That's John Thibodeau. And number 32, Ed McKinnon, 5 feet nine. The others on the squad are number 4, Steve Gallagher, 6 feet tall. Number 12, Al Cox, 6 feet one. Number 24, Ed Sauthier, 6 feet one. Number 34, Ted Pearson, 5 feet nine. Number 40, Dick Brown, 5 feet 11. Number 42, Bill Bouchard, 5 feet seven. Number 44, Willard Hamilton, 5 feet 11. Now this is
an off for Weber Oil and Sullivan Ford. Here is John McKernan.
Watson jumps against Hatman to start this contest. We are waiting for the ball to go up. Pelletier and Dean, the officials tonight. Waiting for the toss. Here it goes, controlled by Bangor, but grabbed and now by Caribou as Willett has it out deep on the right side. He moves toward the center of the court. Gives him the center to McKinnon. Now McKinnon, that partway down the left side to Willett. Over in the center, it comes now to Kelly for a jumper that is good. From the left side of the foul circle, Caribou takes the lead, 2-0. Caribou pressing in the backcourt. Here comes Brewster down the left side. He goes all the way at the end line, stops, turns around, puts the shot up there. It is good. Brewster for Bangor to tie it up at 2-2. And back comes Caribou. McKinnon brings the ball down the middle. Looks to the right, holds the ball in the center now, still holds it. Over the left side of deep, it comes to Willett. He goes to the right side, tries a jumper from there. It's good. They've taken two shots, made the both. Caribou leads 4-2. Caribou pressing in the backcourt. And here is a whistle because the netting on the basket had gotten caught up. So they straighten that out, and now we'll resume play. With Caribou leading 4-2. Gonzo takes it out. He gets it into O'Donnell. He's being pressed in the backcourt to Brewster coming down the right side. He stops out deep in the right side, holds the ball there, gives it in the center to O'Donnell. He moves toward the right side, goes partway and gives it to McKernan. McKernan drives near the foul line, stops, tries the jumper from there. It's off target. The rebound fought for, taken by Caribou as McKinnon got that ball. Caribou leads 4-2. They come down court. Bangor in its usual man-to-man defense. McKinnon comes to the left side, gives out deep in the left to Willett. He goes to the center, tries the jumper. It is no good, and he is being fouled by O'Donnell. First foul of the game on Brian O'Donnell. And we'll have the free throw coming for Caribou with the clock showing 6 minutes and 57 seconds to go in the first quarter. Caribou leading 4-2. Willett gets ready. He's at the free throw line. He has one shot. It's up and it's good. Caribou leads 5-2. Here's a pass in, intercepted by McKinnon. He puts it up. It's no good. The rebound is caught from underneath here, taken by O'Donnell for Bangor. Quickly down it comes to Brewster. Down to McKernan. Coming down the right side. He drives the foul line. In the right corner out of Godswell for a jump shot. No good. Rebound is fought for. It is grabbed by Caribou. As Kelly gets it quickly down to Willett. He comes down the right side. Being pressed there. Back in the center now to Thibodeau. Thibodeau can't get the shot away. Over the left side it comes to McKinnon. He drives down the left side. Goes into the left corner. Holds the ball there. Out deep it comes on the left side to Thibodeau. Back in the center now to Willett. Caribou leading 5-2. McKinnon has the ball in the center of the court. He moves toward the right side, drives down the right side, and goes into the corner, holds it, gets back out deep on the right side to Willett. Willett goes to the left side, tries an underhand shot, but he was palming the ball as he drove through. He was traveling out of bounds for Bangor. Caribou still pressing in the backcourt. It's 5-2. Caribou leads. O'Donnell with the ball. He comes down court, still in the backcourt. Quickly, into the right corner to Godso. Godso underneath to Watson. He tries to jump, but partially blocked by Hatman, and Hatman is fouling him. The first foul on Hatman, Dave Hatman, and at the free throw line will be Rod Watson for Bangor. Caribou leading 5-2. Here at Caribou, Watson ready. The first one is up and good. 5-3, 6 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Watson's second shot is good. 5-4, Caribou leading by one. Now Caribou moves on the attack. McKinnon brings the ball down the middle. Bounces the ball in the center, passes in underneath to Kelly. Kelly fakes. Now he can't get the shot away. Over on the left side, it comes to Thibodeau. Thibodeau being pressed, gets the ball back out, but it's deflected by McKernan, recovered by McKernan. Bangor has the ball quickly down to Godso. He comes down to the end line. Underneath to O'Donnell, the ball is deflected out of bounds by Hatman. So it'll be Bangor's ball underneath the Bangor basket. O'Donnell takes it out, looks for a man, still looking in the right corner to Watson. Watson back out on the right side to Godso. Godso moves toward the foul line, gives it to McKernan on the left side. He tries to jump it from there. It bounces off the rim. Rebound fought for underneath here, taken by Brewster for Bangor. He gives it to Watson on the right side for a jumper. That's good. Rod Watson on a pass from Brewster puts Bangor in front 6-5. Down court comes Caribou. McKinnon moves toward the left side. Holds the ball on the left side. Back in the center to Kelly. He comes to the left side. Being pressed there. Looks for a man. Still looking. Into the left corner it comes now to Thibodeau. Back out in the center to Ouellette. Ouellette tries the jumper. It's up there. It's bouncing around. It's good. Caribou goes back in front 7-6. Caribou still pressing in the backcourt. Brewster has the ball. Here's a pass that goes astray and the ball goes out of bounds. So the press paid off for Caribou. They'll have the ball. We're in the first quarter with Caribou leading 7-6. Now McKinnon brings the ball down the middle. He moves toward the right side. They're using Hapman as the post. McKinnon holds the ball on the right side, gets it back out deep on the right side to Kelly. Kelly drives near the foul line. Can't get the shot away. Gives it to Hapman. Hapman being pressed. Out deep in the center comes to Kelly. Down the right side, now to McKinnon. McKinnon looks at the basket. Now he drives into the lane. Tries a one-hand shot that is short. It's taken by Watson for Bangor. And Bangor now moves on the attack. O'Donnell brings the ball down. He comes down the left side. Goes in towards the foul line. Being pressed in there. Gives it to Brewster driving underneath. He puts it up. No good, and he was fouled. And the foul is on Thibodeau. John Thibodeau committing his first foul. And Brewster will be at the free throw line. He has two shots coming. Caribou leading 7-6 here in the first quarter. Brewster gets ready for the first one. It's up. It is good. All tied up at 7-7. A good crowd of fans watching this schoolboy action in Caribou. Brewster ready for the second shot. His shot is up. It is no good. The rebound taken by Watson. He turns around, puts the shot up. It is knocked out of his hands by McKinnon, and McKinnon is fouling him. Eddie McKinnon commits his first foul. So it'll be Rod Watson at the foul line for two shots. The score tied 7-7, 4 minutes and 43 seconds to go in the first quarter. The first shot, no good. It rolled off to the right side. Watson has another one coming. He's ready. The shot is up. It is good. 8-7. Bangor leads by one. McKinnon brings the ball down for Caribou. He comes down the middle, moves toward the right side, comes back down the left side, drives into the lane, passes off to the left side to Ouellette. Ouellette goes into the left corner. Back out of the left side, it comes to Thibodeau. Thibodeau holds the ball there. Back in the center, out of Kelly. Kelly bouncing the ball, comes down the left side, behind his back to Hapman at the foul line. He turns, puts the shot up and in. A spectacular play that time. As Caribou goes ahead 9-8. Caribou still pressing in the backcourt. Brewster with the ball. Comes down court. Still in the backcourt. Now into the right corner to Godso. Godso looks for a man. Gives it to Brewster coming into the right corner. And he trips and falls. And is fouled by Kelly. Kelly committed the foul. That's the first foul on Danny Kelly. So at the foul line for Bangor will be Buzzy Brewster. Caribou leading 9-8. 4 minutes. And 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Brewster ready. The shot is up. It is good. The score tied at 9-9. And down court now comes Caribou. McKinnon brings the ball down the middle. He moves toward the right side. Goes in towards the right corner. Now gets it back out on the right side to Kelly. Kelly moves near the center of the court. Comes down the left side. Goes to the end line on the left side. Tries the jumper. It is bouncing off. Rebound taken by O'Donnell. Quickly down to McKernan. McKernan on the drive. Goes underneath. Puts the shot up and in for two. On the quick break, McKernan scoring to put Bangor ahead 11-9. Here comes Caribou back down court. Ouellette with the ball. Back in the center comes to McKinnon. McKinnon moves toward the right side. Now comes back in the center. Over the left side out deep to Ouellette for a long one-hander that bounces off the rim. The rebound taken by Kelly at the foul line. Knocked out of his hands. It goes to Ouellette. Ouellette goes into the right corner. Back out on the right side to Kelly. Now Kelly slows things down. Gets it back in the center to McKinnon. And they try to set something up. McKinnon comes down the left side, pivots around, gets it back out in the center to Ouellette for a long one-hander that's off target. Rebound taken by McKernan. Bangor has the ball. They come on the attack. Brewster quickly down the left side to Godso, who goes into left corner. Tries the jumper. It's good. Larry Godso. And we hold things up because the net got caught up again. It is now 13-9. Bangor is leading with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Caribou calls for a timeout. Eddie?
You've heard us mention many times the famous watchdog service of the Weber Oil Company. You know, there is a remarkable difference in service by Weber. The difference is a simple one, but it couldn't be more important. Weber service is what all service should be, fast and efficient, 24 hours a day, every day of the year. The Weber Oil Company offers you the ultimate in home heating comfort. Bangor in a 13-9 lead over Caribou in the first period with a little less than 3 minutes left to go. A good crowd here tonight. Caribou, short but fast. Ouellette and Kelly, two boys who move around very swiftly. Bangor has used the fast break once very effectively against Caribou. John McKernan.
Mike Black now in for Larry Godso for Bangor. Carroll will put the ball in play at the far end of the court. McKinnon brings the ball down the middle. Gets it partway down the right side to Kelly. Back in the center to McKinnon. McKinnon moves to the right side. Goes in towards the right corner. Back at the foul line to Willette. He comes down the left side. Gets in the left corner to Thibodeau. Thibodeau fumbles the ball. Fixes it up. Gets it back in the center down to McKinnon. McKinnon tries a quick jumper. It's up there. It's bouncing around. No good. The rebound fought for underneath it. Taken by Brewster. And he is tied up. And a jump ball is called. As Thibodeau alertly got his hand in there too. And they'll jump in the front court of Caribou. Thibodeau against Brewster. 13-9. Bangor leads. Here's the taps. Controlled by Bangor. It goes to McKernan. Bangor moves on the attack. Brewster brings the ball down. Moves into the front court in the center. Goes in towards the foul line. Over the right side, it comes to Black. Black tries a jumper from the right side that bounces off. He gets the rebound in the lane, puts it up, and it's bouncing off. The rebound is battled for underneath there, and it goes out of bounds, and it's off the foot of McKinnon. So it'll be out of bounds. Now, let's see. Apparently, the clock had gone astray, and they're calling the official over. And they're trying to make the clock read 2 minutes, and now they've succeeded. 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bangor will take the ball out of bounds underneath the Bangor basket. It comes out deep in the center of O'Donnell in the left corner to McKernan. He drives along the line, can't get through. Back to O'Donnell coming into the left corner. He gets it back to McKernan. McKernan tries a one-handed shot that bounces out. Rebound tipped up by Watson and in. Watson and Brewster both in on it. I think it was Watson who tipped it in. 15-9. Bangor leads. Here's McKinnon with the ball in the center. Moves toward the right side. Holds on the right side. Back out deep. It comes to Kelly. Now Kelly holds it. Over on the right side to McKinnon. Still outside. McKinnon back in the center to Willette. He tries the jumper from there. It is good. Willette on the jumper from the center to make it 15-11. Here's Bangor being pressed in the backcourt. Down court they come. O'Donnell brings it down the left side. Goes into lane. Gets it in the left corner to Watson for a jumper that bounces off. The rebound fought for. Taken by McKinnon. He is on the end line. In the right corner to Black. Back out on the right side to O'Donnell for a jumper that is good. Brian O'Donnell. Bangor moving the ball well. 17-11. Bangor leads. With 55 seconds to go in this first quarter, McKinnon brings the ball down. It comes down the left side, over into the left corner to Willette, still in the left corner to Thibodeau. Thibodeau starts through. Over on the right side, it comes to Kelly. He goes into lane, tries the jumper. Good! Pretty play by Danny Kelly. 17-13, Bangor in front. Now, Bangor still being pressed in the backcourt, but Brewster brings it in quickly on the right side to McKernan. Back to Brewster on the right side for a jumper. That is good! Brewster hitting from the right side. And again, Bangor moving that ball well. 19-13. McKinnon brings the ball down the middle. Comes toward the left side, stops, gives it to Willette, who comes to the center, tries a long jumper that's good, a pretty long shot. It is 19-15. Here's a pass to Watson underneath. The ball's deflected, knocked out of bounds by Thibodeau. And we have, apparently, let's see, this clock is going astray here. We have 1 minute and 15 seconds. It had gone down to zero, but they put it back down to read. 1 minute and 15 seconds. Here comes the ball into Watson in the right corner. He tries a one-hand shot. Good! Watson from the right corner. 21-15. Bangor in front. McKinnon brings the ball down the center. Moves toward the left. Tries a quick jumper. That's good. Eddie McKinnon on a pretty shot. 21-17. Here's a long pass down court to Watson. It goes over to O'Donnell. Now O'Donnell drives underneath. Puts it up there and it's good for two. 23-17. And Coach Dwight Hunter is confused by this clock too. It's now, which twice has indicated the period is over. Comes into Hatman. He turns. Puts the shot up there. No good. The rebound is taken by Black for Bangor. He gets to Brewster. Now Brewster coming down court. Quickly down the left side to O'Donnell. A pass too high and it goes out of bounds. 23-17, Bangor leads. And the clock says 39 seconds remaining in the third, and we'll assume that that is right. McKinnon brings it down the middle, moves toward the left side, comes back to the right side, drives underneath down. Underhand shot that's upturned. In a pretty play by Eddie McKinnon. 23-19. Here comes Bangor on the attack, and a foul is going to be called against Caribou as they press too tightly. And that was Danny Kelly who committed the foul in the backcourt, his second foul. So we'll have the free throw coming for Mike Black. 26 seconds to go in this first quarter. It is 23-19. Bangor leading. Mike Black is at the foul line for 1-on-1. The 1-on-1 rule now in effect. Black gets ready. Shot goes up. It is good. He'll have another one. 24-19. Now Black gets ready for that extra shot. Looks at the basket. It's up there. It is good. 25-19. Here's Caribou putting the ball in play. McKinnon bringing the ball down. He comes down the middle. Goes toward the right side. Suddenly drives all the way underneath. Puts a shot up there. No good. The rebound taken by Brewster. It comes out to O'Donnell. O'Donnell has the ball locked out of his hands. Kelly gets it quickly over on the left side to McKinnon. He goes to the end line. Turns around. Gives it back out to Thibodeau. Thibodeau drives into the lane. Tries a shot blocked by O'Donnell. And a foul is called on Brian O'Donnell of Bangor. His second foul. And at the free throw line will be John Thibodeau for the Caribou Vikings with 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. He's ready. The shot is up. It is no good. He'll have another one coming. Now Dick Downs is coming in for Bangor. And McKernan comes out. Thibodeau gets ready for the second shot. It's up there. It is good. 25-20. Now down court comes Bangor. Black with the ball. Quickly into the right corner to Watson. Watson back to at the far line to Black for a jumper that bounces off. Rebound fought for, taken by Black on the right corner, but he was traveling as he got that ball. The clock says we have about 1 second to go. Here comes Ouellette with a long two-hand set shot that hits the upright as the buzzer sounds to end the quarter. Trap now by Thibodeau for Caribou. It comes from the center to McKinnon. McKinnon moves toward the right side, comes to the left, goes back to the right, gives it now to Ouellette. Ouellette comes to the right side, stops, tries the jumper, partially blocked by Watson, fought for underneath there, recovered by Newman. He gives it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell comes quickly down court, comes right down to the foul line in the right corner, now to Downs for a jumper that bounces off. The rebound fought for underneath there, tied up by two men, as Watson had his hands on it, and Ouellette also. So they'll jump in the front court of Bangor. Bangor leading 25-20. Waiting for the tap. Here it goes. Controlled by Bangor. And it comes out to Black out deep on the right side. Partway down the right side to O'Donnell. He goes in towards the right corner. Gives to Downs in the right corner. Back out in the center to Black. Black moves to the left side. Partway down the left side to Newman. In the left corner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell starts through. Stops. Caribou in that zone defense. Back to Newman for a jumper that bounces off. The rebound taken by Caribou as Thibodeau got that ball. Bangor leads by 5, 25-20. Early in the second quarter, McKinnon brings the ball down the middle. Moves toward the right side. Comes back near the center again. Holds the ball now. Partway down the right side to Kelly. Back in the center to McKinnon. McKinnon the playmaker. In the lane now to Thibodeau. Back to McKinnon coming down the left side. He tries a one-hander. Bounces off. He gets the rebound at the end line. And he is being bumped by Robbie Newman, committing his first foul. And at the free throw line is Eddie McKinnon for Caribou. Bangor leads 25-20. 7 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the second quarter. Shot is up by McKinnon. It is good. 25-21. McKinnon playing good basketball. Here comes Bangor. Back down court. They're being pressed in the backcourt. A pass is intercepted by Thibodeau, but he falls down, scrambles for the ball, and he's tied up. And that press again paying off for this Caribou team. An aggressive, quick-moving basketball team. O'Donnell will be jumping against Ouellette. Now we have Larry Gutzler coming in place of Mike Black for Bangor. Getting ready for the tap in the front court of Caribou. Here's the tap, controlled by Bangor. Goes to Newman, quickly down court to Gutzler. Gutzler drives underneath, puts a shot up there. It is good. It rolled around and dropped through. 27-21. Bangor leading. Back comes Caribou. Again, McKinnon brings the ball down the middle, moves toward the right side, holds on the right side, gets it back in the center to Ouellette. Ouellette goes to the right, gets it back in the center to Kelly. Kelly comes to the left side, holds it there, still holds it, over the right side, intercepted by O'Donnell. He comes down court with Downs, over to Downs on the right side, and Downs is traveling as he went through for the shot. So it is Caribou's ball, Bangor leading 27-21. McKinnon brings the ball down the middle. Bounces the ball at the center. Gets it partway down the left side now to Ouellette. In the left corner goes to Thibodeau. Thibodeau starts through. Goes into the lane. Gets it back in the center to McKinnon. McKinnon fakes. Can't get the shot away. Back out of the center to Kelly. Kelly out deep. Bounces that ball. Looks for a man. Over on the left side. Far away in it comes to McKinnon. McKinnon looks at the basket. Now he drives near the end line. Pivots around. Gets the ball across court to Ouellette. Ouellette tries a jumper from the left side. That's good. Ouellette on a pretty jumper. Caribou moved the ball well then. 27-23. Bangor leads. Here's Newman bringing the ball down. He gets it down at the right corner. The ball goes out of bounds. So it's Caribou's ball. They trail by 4 here in the second quarter. And McKinnon brings it down. He comes down the middle. Bounces that ball, comes to the right side, suddenly drives all the way down the right side, puts a shot up there. It's good. Eddie McKinnon to make it 27-25. And Caribou now trails only by 2 here in the second quarter. Newman with the ball, gets it down to Downs. Downs goes into the front court, comes right down the middle. Tries to pass cross court, or into the corner, but it's deflected out of bounds by Hatman. Now Bob McGee coming in place of Robbie Newman for Bangor. And let's see, Buzzy Brewster also coming back in. And Dick Downs will be coming out. So Bangor gets the ball out of bounds underneath the Bangor basket. Brewster takes it out. Comes in the left corner to Watson. Watson drives along the end line. Stops. Tries the jumper. It's good. Rob Watson from the left side to make it 29-25. Bangor leads. McKinnon brings the ball down the middle. Moves toward the right side. Stops. Gives on the right side to Kelly. Kelly comes back near the center. Now partway down the right side it goes to McKinnon. McKinnon looks at the basket. Doesn't take the shot. Fake. Now he goes in towards the right corner. Back at the center comes to Ouellette. He tries that jumper. It's up and it's good. Well, left. Gary Ouellette on a pretty jumper, 29-27. Bangor now being pressed in the backcourt. The ball comes down to Bruce in the front court on the left side. Underneath to McGee all alone. He puts it up and in. Bob McGee, who just came in, scoring on the pass from Brewster. 31-27, Bangor leads. Now McKinnon brings the ball out. He comes down the center, moves toward the right side, comes back near the center, still bouncing that ball. Now he drives down the right side. O'Donnell guarding him. And O'Donnell is called for putting his elbow against him. The third foul on Brian O'Donnell. Here in the second quarter with 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go. 31-27. Bangor leads. The shot up by McKinnon is good. 31-28. Now here's Bangor coming on the attack quickly down to Gatso. Gatso over the right side to Brewster. Brewster drives underneath, puts a shot up there. It is no good. Rebound taken by Watson. He turns, puts the shot up there. That's no good. Rebound now is taken by Kelly for Caribou. Caribou trails by three, and they come down court. Down the middle, down the left side comes Kelly. Kelly tries a jumper. It is no good. The rebound is fought for underneath and tied up by two men, and a jump ball is called. And Eddie McKinnon banged his leg down at the other end of the floor, but he apparently is all right. But Caribou now takes a timeout with 4 minutes and 30 seconds. It's controlled by Caribou. Goes on the right side to Thibodeau. Thibodeau looks for man. So he gives it to Kelly in the right corner. He gets it part way through to half, and he turns, puts a shot up, blocked by Watson. Scramble for it. Now Silming scramble for it, knocked out of bounds. Last hit by Bangor. It'll be Caribou's ball underneath the Caribou basket. Bangor leading 31-28. McKinnon takes the ball out. His leg all right now. He gets it right underneath to Thibodeau alone. He puts it up. No good. The rebound fought for underneath there, and the ball then goes out of bounds. And let's see. It was off a Bangor player. Apparently, it'll be Caribou's ball underneath the Caribou basket. 31-28. Bangor leading in the second quarter. McKinnon takes the ball out. Looks for a man. Gets it on the left side to Hatman. He can't get the shot away. In the left corner to Thibodeau. Thibodeau drives along the end line. Stops now. Gets it back out in the center to McKinnon. He goes into lane. Over the right side. It's intercepted by Brewster. Brewster comes from the drive. Down the left side. Being guarded. He has to slow it down. Looks for man. Underneath the guard. So the pass is high and it goes out of bounds. So does Caribou's ball. Caribou trails by three here in the second quarter. McKinnon now brings the ball down. He comes down the middle. Moves toward the right side, suddenly back to the left side, then down the right side, then gives it back to Kelly on the right side. In the right corner goes to McKinnon. He drives underneath, can't get that shot away. In the right corner to Kelly. Kelly starts through, stops out in the center to Hatman for a jumper that bounces off the rim. The rebound taken by Nelson for Bangor. Knocked out of his hands, scrambled for, and a jump ball is called. 3 minutes and 42 seconds to go in this first half. It's 31-28. Bangor leading. Nelson will be jumping against Willette in the front court of Caribou. Ready for the tap. Here it goes. It's controlled by Bangor, but tied up by two men as Watson and McKinnon both had their hands on it. And now they will jump, still in the front court of Caribou. Watson, the taller of the two. Waiting for the tap. The ball goes up. Controlled by Bangor. It goes to McGee. And Bangor now moves down court. Brewster brings it down the left side. Goes part way on the left side. In the left corner, it comes to Gatso. Gatso comes out on the left side. Then in underneath to Watson. He turns, puts the shot up there, bounces off the rim. The rebound battle for taken by Caribou. Kelly gets it. Bangor leads 31-28. McKinnon brings that ball down. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go in this first half. Down the right side, it comes to Kelly. Kelly passes behind his back to McKinnon on the end line on the right side. He goes under the basket, puts it up. No good. A spectacular play, but the basket didn't go in. Rebound recovered by Brewster for Bangor. Quickly down to Nelson on the left side. Partway down the left side to Gatso. He goes into the left corner, pivots around, fires that overhead shot. It bounces off the rim. Watson gets the rebound, loses it now, but it's picked up by Gatso. Lewis lost again. Scrambles for, and a jump ball is called as Bob McGee was in there along with John Thibodeau. And they will jump at the foul line in the front court of Bangor. 31-28. Bangor leads by three, waiting for the tap. Here's the tap, controlled by Caribou, but grabbed by Nelson. He gets it in the left corner to Gatso. Gatso tries the jumper. It goes in and comes out. Watson puts the rebound up. No good. Puts it up again. No good. Rebound taken by Kelly this time. Caribou has the ball. They come down court. McKinnon with it. Comes down the middle. Moves toward the right side. Comes far away to the right side. He tries a one-hand shot that is no good. Brewster goes high to get that rebound for Bangor. Quickly down to Nelson. Nelson moves into the front court. Partway down the right side to Watson. Over into the left corner to McGee. Drives into lane. Puts up a one-hand shot that's good. A pretty play by Bob McGee. 33-28. Bangor leads. McKinnon brings it down. Partway down the left side to Willett. He tries a long jumper that dips in and comes out. The rebound taken by Watson, knocked out of his hand. Scramble for underneath. The ball comes out deep on the left side. McKinnon recovers it for Caribou. He looks for a man. Being pressed. Gives it to Kelly in the center. Now Kelly back over to McKinnon on the left side. He moves to the center of the court. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the first half. Partway down the right side. It comes to Kelly. Kelly tries the jumper. Good! 33-30. Caribou stays right in there. And Bangor being pressed in the backcourt now gets in the front court. McGee with the ball in the right corner to Watson. He tries the jumper from there. It is no good. The rebound is taken by Kelly. Quickly down to to Ouellette, driving down the middle. He moves toward the right side. Stops, tries that jumper. It is good. 33 to 32. Bangor leads by one. Here's a pass to Thomas, intercepted. A tie-up is called, and a jump ball will be held in the front court of Caribou's. The Caribou fans are really getting excited here. 1 minute and 46 seconds to go in the half. It's 33 to 32. Now Brewster comes out and McKernan in for Bangor. Bangor leading by one. Watson jumping against Thibodeau. His attack. Controlled by Watson. It goes to Godso. Bangor has the ball. Being pressed. Godso gives it to McKernan. Down the right side it comes to Watson. Watson looks for a man. Gets it over the left side to Godso. Godso drives down the left side. Tries that shot. It is no good. And he is being fouled. Let's see. Number 14, Danny Kelly, committing his third foul. And coming in now for Caribou will be Dick Brown. Dick Brown coming in. And Danny Kelly with three fouls. He's played very well. Comes to the sideline. 33 to 32. Bangor leads. All right. Godso ready at the foul line. He has two shots. The first one is up. It is good. It rolled around and dropped through. 34 to 32. Godso ready for the second one now. The shot is up there. It is good. 35 to 32. Bangor leading by three. 1 minute and 32 seconds to go in the first half. McKinnon comes down the middle. Bounces the ball. Goes toward the right side. Drives in towards the right corner. Mike Black in there now is guarding him. Now he gets it back in the lane to Thibodeau. Puts the shot up there. No, the rebound fought for. Grabbed by Watson. Knocked out of his hands. Recovered by Thibodeau in the right corner. He passes it underneath to McKinnon. McKinnon faking. Behind his back now to Thibodeau in the right corner. Then Thibodeau loses the ball out of bounds, but it went off a Bangor player. And it will be Caribou's ball underneath the Caribou basket. A minute and 12 seconds to go here in this first half. McKinnon takes it out. Looks for a man. Still looks for a man. And he took too long. And Bangor will get the ball out of bounds. Bangor leading 35 to 32. Caribou still pressing in that backcourt. Godso has the ball. He passes cross court. Intercepted by Brown. Brown passing it underneath. Deflected by Godso. And the ball goes out of bounds. And that press is bothering Bangor. Caribou gets the ball underneath the Caribou basket. Comes out in the center to Brown. Brown goes to the right side. Fakes, gives it out deep in the right side to Willett for a long one-hander that is no good. The rebound taken by Bob McGee. McGee quickly down court to Godso. Godso drives down the middle, passing it underneath, but it's intercepted by Hapman. And Caribou, playing good defensive basketball, has that ball again. McKinnon brings the ball down the middle. Eddie McKinnon goes toward the left side, drives into lane, tries an underhand shot, blocked by Watson. Scramble for the loose ball, and a tie-up is called as Godso and Brown were both in on it. The clock shows 45 seconds remaining in the first half. Bangor leading 35 to 32. Here's a tap, controlled by Bangor. But the ball goes high in the air, recovered now by Watson. Watson comes on the drive, down the left side, goes in towards the left corner, goes to the end line, puts a shot up, no good. McGee gets the rebound, puts it up and in, and he was fouled. A basket count. Bob McGee scoring his third basket. And he was fouled by Dave Hapman. Now McGee, 37 to 32. McGee has one shot. It's up. It is good. Bob McGee doing well. 38 to 32. The foul makes that on Brown. Brown for Caribou. Here's McKinnon with the ball. Down the right side it comes to Brown. Brown gets it in the center to Willett. He tries a long one-hander that rolls around. No good. The rebound fought for underneath there. Taken by Watson, but he's tied up. And a jump ball is called. Caribou, very aggressive. 38 to 32. Bangor leads. Watson will jump against Brown. Waiting for the tap. Here's a tap by Watson. It is deflected by Thibodeau. He gets the ball underneath the basket. Gets it back out on the right side to Hapman. He tries to jump it. It is good. 38 to 34. And this aggressive basketball pays off. Here comes Black on the drive down the right side. Goes into the foul line. Over the right side to Watson. He goes underneath. Puts the shot up there. No good. And a foul is called on Hapman. Dave Hapman committing his second foul. With the clock showing 8 seconds to go in the first half. And Bangor leading 38 to 34. Now Watson gets ready. He has two shots. The first one is up. It is good. 39 to 34. Watson has another one coming. The shot is up there. It is no good. The rebound fought for underneath there. Scrambled for. Still being scrambled for. And it's picked up now by Caribou. As Eddie McKinnon has the ball. About 2 seconds. McKinnon with a long two-hand shot that is no good. As the buzzer and guns, the buzzer sounds to end the first half of action here at Caribou. Busy basketball it has been, too. With the score at halftime, the Bangor Rams 39, the Caribou Vikings 34. Eddie?
And took it. 35 to 28. Bangor leads. Smith brings the ball down the right side. He gives it to Grant on the right side. The ball's knocked out of his hands by Godso, and Godso was fouling him. Larry Godso committing his first foul. And at the free throw line is Greg Grant. 1 minute. 35-29. Bangor starts down court. Godso with the ball. He comes down the right side. Suddenly drives all the way to the end line. Tries a one-hand shot that is no good. And a foul is called against Grant, Greg Grant, who fouled Godso on the dribble. The second foul on Grant, and Larry Godso is at the foul line. He'll have one and one. If he makes this one, he gets the extra shot. 35-29, Bangor leads. Godso gets ready. Shot is up. It is good. 36-29. Bangor in front by seven. Godso ready. The shot is up there. It is good. 37-29. Bangor leading. 1:04 to go in the first half. Delano brings the ball down the middle. Looks for Mack, gives it to Grant, who suddenly drives down the left side, tries a one-hand shot from there. It is short. The rebound battled for, taken by Kinney, blocked by Watson, recovered now by McKernan, and he apparently was standing on the line. It'll be out of bounds for Presque Isle, underneath the Presque Isle basket. 51 seconds to go in this first half. Delano takes it out, gets it out on the right side to Grant. Grant holds on the right side, gives it to Smith, still out deep on the right side. He tries that long jumper, it's up and bouncing around. The rebound fought for underneath there, tied up, and a jump ball is called as Crandall and Brewster were both on it. It is blocked, and he is fouled by Brewster. Brewster committing his second foul, and Barney Smith, who is a fine basketball player, as he's demonstrated all season and is showing, 37-30. Bangor leads by seven. Now Smith ready. The shot is up. It is good. 37-31. Bangor leads by six. Down court they come quickly in the front court to McKernan. Now deep on the right side. Being pressed. He gives it to Brewster out deep in the center. Now Brewster partway down the right side to Godson in the right corner to O'Donnell. O'Donnell comes out of ways, looks at the clock, 29 seconds remaining in this first half. Back out deep on the left side, it comes to Godso. Partway down the left side to Brewster, in the left corner goes to Watson. Now Watson looks for a man, bounces the ball, gets it out deep in the center to O'Donnell. 17 seconds to go in the half. O'Donnell suddenly drives all the way through, but there was a whistle on the play, and Grant was fouling him on the dribble. The basket does not count. The third foul on Grant, and Brian O'Donnell will be at the line for one shot, one and one. 14 seconds to go in the half. The shot is up, and it's good by O'Donnell. 38-31. O'Donnell will get the extra shot. The shot is up there. Good. 39-31. Bangor leads. Down court comes Presque Isle. Delano brings it down, gives it to Smith in the center. He looks at the clock. 8 seconds to go. He drives down the right side. Pivots around. Can't get through. Gives it to Delano on the right. Has room for the stroke. Breaks it and it is.
By the first of the week, you'll have them all. Cat patrol by Bangor, but stolen by Caribou. As it comes to happen in the center of the court, on the left side, it comes to McKinnon. McKinnon now bouncing the ball at the center. Partway down the right side, it comes to Kelly. Kelly bounces the ball, being guarded by Godso. Back in the center, it comes to Ouellette. He comes to the right side, goes back near the center, goes down the left side, in the left corner now. It comes to Thibodeau. He drives underneath and gives the ball to Hatman. He puts it up there. It is no good. The rebound fought for underneath there. Grabbed by Kelly. Puts it up and in. Kelly's not big, but he got that rebound. 39-36. Here's Bangor being pressed in the backcourt. Brewster with the ball. He gets it to O'Donnell. They're still in the backcourt. Now O'Donnell comes down court. Looks for a man. Gets it in the left corner to McKernan. McKernan holds in the left corner. Looks for a man. Gives in the left corner to Brewster. Brewster tries the jumper from there. It is good. Buzzy Brewster from deep in the left corner. 41-36. Bangor leading by five. Now McKinnon comes down the center. Bounces that ball. Comes toward the right side. Gives to Kelly on the right side. He comes back near the center of the court. Partway out down the right side to McKinnon. McKinnon fakes. Fakes again. Then drives down to the end line. Tries the jumper. It bounces around. No good. The rebound taken by Watson. Watson gives the ball to O'Donnell. O'Donnell comes down court, down the left side, looks for a man. Still looking for a man. The ball's knocked out of his hands and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Bangor's ball. O'Donnell takes it out. He gives it to Brewster in the backcourt. Brewster comes down the center, moves toward the right side, stops. Gives the ball partway through to Watson, back to Brewster, driving underneath, up and in for two on the give and go. 43-36, Bangor in front. Back they come. Back comes Caribou. McKinnon brings the ball down the middle. Over the left side, out deep. It comes to Ouellette. Ouellette comes cross court, goes to the right side. Gives it to Kelly on the right for a one-hand shot. That's good. Danny Kelly scoring. Here's a long pass down court by O'Donnell, but O'Donnell was traveling before he could get that one away. It'll be out of bounds for Caribou in the front court on the left side. Bangor leading 43-38 here in the third quarter. The ball comes up deep on the left side to Kelly. He gives it to McKinnon, still on the left side. McKinnon moves near the center, tries a long jumper from out there. It is short. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Bangor's ball. They're pressing in the backcourt as Garceau gets the ball in. All deflected, but recovered by Brewster. Quickly to Watson, then underneath to McKernan. McKernan puts the shot up and in. As they move that ball down quickly to beat that press, 45 to 38. Here's McKinnon with the ball in the center. Bounces that ball over the left side. Our deep goes to Ouellette. He tries a long jumper that bounces off the rim. The rebound is recovered by Kelly on the right side. He tries that jumper. It is short. The rebound taken by Hatman. He puts it up, blocked by Watson. Recovered now by McKinnon. He puts it up, partially blocked. Recovered by Watson. Quickly to Gutz, won the drive alone. He goes underneath, puts the shot up there. It is good, and he was fouled by Danny Kelly. Danny Kelly committing his fourth foul. Larry Gutz's basket is good. And Caribou now calls for a timeout. The scoreboard still says 45. One shot, he gets ready. Looks at the basket. The shot goes up. It is good. 48 to 38. Bangor gets its biggest lead, 10 points. Down court comes McKinnon for Caribou. Over the left side, up comes to Ouellette. Back in the center to McKinnon. McKinnon bouncing the ball there. Looks for a man. Gets it partway down the right side to Kelly. Back in the center to McKinnon. McKinnon moves toward the right side. Looks for a man. Gets it back in the center to Ouellette. He has room for that long jumper. That is good. Deadly shooting by Ouellette and Kelly. The man, it's 48 to 40 now. Bangor leads. Bangor in the backcourt being pressed. O'Donnell with the ball. He gives it to Brewster. Still in the backcourt. Quickly in the frontcourt to Gutz. Gutz in the right corner. And there is a collision. And a foul is called. And apparently against Danny Kelly. And that would be five on Danny Kelly. And that is a blow for Caribou. As Danny Kelly, who has played very well, must leave this contest. And Dick Brown comes in to replace him. We're in the third quarter, 5 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Bangor leading 48 to 40. Gutzler with the free throw line for one shot. Gutzler gets ready. The shot is up. It is good. 49 to 40. Bangor leads. McKinnon brings the ball down for Caribou. He comes down the middle. Bounces the ball. Partway down the right side, it goes to Brown. Brown holds the ball there. Gets it back in the center to Ouellette. Ouellette holds it. Gives it out deep on the right side to McKinnon. He moves to the center of the court. Still bouncing that ball. Goes near the foul line. Can't get the shot away. Down the right side, it goes down to Thibodeau. Thibodeau tries a one-hander. The bounces all around. No good. Brewster gets the rebound. He's tied up on the jump ball. It's called. So it'll be Brewster jumping against Hatman as Bob McGee now comes in. And McKernan goes out for Bangor. And we'll have Brewster jumping against Hatman in the front court of Caribou. Ready for the tap. It's controlled by Brewster, and it goes to O'Donnell. Bangor moves down court. Down the left side, it comes to Watson. Watson drives into the lane in the left corner to Godshaw. He tries the jumper. It bounces off. The rebound taken by Watson. He turns, puts the shot up there. It's no good. The rebound fought for, taken by Watson. Puts it up, no good, and he is fouled by Dick Brown. Dick Brown committing his second foul, and Rod Watson is at the foul line. 49 to 40, Bangor in front here in the third quarter with 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go in this period. Watson ready for two shots. The first one up and good. All right, Watson gets ready. The shot is up there. It is good. 51 to 40. Bangor leads. McKinnon brings the ball down. He comes down the middle, goes toward the left side, gives out deep on the left side to Ouellette. Ouellette comes to the center, tries the jumper that's good again. Gary Ouellette with some splendid shooting. 51 to 42. The ball comes down to O'Donnell. Over on the left side, it goes to Watson. He tries a shot from the left side, and he does not make it, and he is fouled by Dave Hatman. The third foul on Dave Hatman, and Watson is back at the foul line. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Watson's first shot is good. Now we're going to have a substitute come in. Ted Pearson is going to come in for Caribou. And Dick Brown will go out. Ted Pearson in. Watson ready at the free throw line for another shot. It's up there. It is good. 53 to 42. Bangor leads by 11. This has been the biggest margin Bangor has had. McKinnon brings the ball down the center. Goes toward the right side. He's out deep on the right side. Holds the ball there. Gets it back in the center to Ouellette. Ouellette goes to the left side. Goes almost into the end line. Gets it in the left corner now to... But there was traveling call against Pearson as Pearson got that ball. Bangor's ball out of bounds. Gutso in the backcourt gets it to Brewster, but the ball goes out of bounds as the pass went astray, and Caribou's press in the backcourt paid off again that time. Caribou gets the ball on the left side in the front court. It comes to the center to Pearson. Back to McKinnon on the left side. He goes near the center of the court. Comes partway down the right side. In the right corner now. It goes to Thibodeau. Thibodeau starts through, stops. Back in the center to Ouellette. Ouellette comes to the right side. Tries that jumper. It is off target. Rebound is taken by O'Donnell. O'Donnell comes down the middle. Being pressed. Looks for a man. Gives it to Watson. But traveling was called against O'Donnell. Apparently, they called him for going back into the backcourt. So it'll be out of bounds for Caribou at midcourt. Bangor leading 53 to 42. Al McKinnon comes near the center of the court, moves toward the left side, tries a quick jumper that is bouncing off. The rebound taken by Brewster for Bangor. And Bangor comes on the attack. Down to McGee. Down to Watson coming down the right side. He goes into the lane, passing it underneath. Deflected out of bounds by Hapman. It'll be Bangor's ball underneath the Bangor basket. O'Donnell takes it out in the right corner to Watson. Watson bounces that ball. Back in the right corner to O'Donnell for a jumper that is good. Brian O'Donnell from the right corner. 55-42. Bangor in front. Down court comes McKinnon. He bounces the ball up the middle, gets it over on the left side to Ouellette. In the left corner now, it goes to Thibodeau. Thibodeau starts through, stops. Gives it back out in the center to McKinnon. Down the right side now to Ouellette. He loses the ball, now picks it up, gives it back in the center to McKinnon. McKinnon fakes to the left, goes to the right, gives in the right corner to Ouellette. Ouellette comes out on the right side, back in the center to McKinnon. In underneath now to Hapman. He's being pressed suddenly. Gets it in the left corner to Pearson. Pearson fumbles the ball. It's recovered by O'Donnell. O'Donnell in the quick break, goes all the way underneath. Puts the shot up there. It is good. Brian O'Donnell in the quick break. 57-42, Bangor leads. Down the right side now comes Ouellette. Ouellette almost loses the ball. Gets the ball back out in the center to McKinnon. McKinnon comes toward the right side. Over on the right side further to Ouellette. He comes near the center of the court. Over the left side to Pearson. He fumbles the ball. It's picked up by Godso. Godso comes in the drive. He goes all the way through. Puts the shot up there. It is good. Larry Godso on the break to make it 59-42. And Caribou calls for a timeout with 2 minutes at midcourt. McKinnon with the ball in the center now. Comes toward the right side. Being pressed, gets it back out in the center. As coming down the right side until Bouchard was in there. He gives it over the right side to McKinnon. McKinnon drives down the left side, goes to inline the left side, but loses the ball out of bounds after he had worked himself free. Here's a pass in that's intercepted by Bouchard. He puts the shot up, blocked by Brewster, recovered by Thibodeau. Thibodeau now over on the left side to McKinnon. He goes to inline, knocked out of his hands by O'Donnell, recovered by McKinnon in the left corner. McKinnon bouncing that ball in the left corner, suddenly drives into the lane, stops, puts the shot up, and it is no good. The rebound battle for underneath there, and is taken by Brewster. Quickly down court to Godso. Godso drives down the right side, being pressed. The ball's knocked out of his hands. Scramble for it, and the jump ball is called. Godso and Bill Bouchard. They'll jump in the front court of Bangor. Bangor leading 59-42 in the third quarter. Here's the tap. Controlled by Bangor. Goes to McGee. Knocked out of his hands. Picked up by McGee. Now he fumbles it again as they're scrambling for it, and a jump ball is called. And it'll be Godso who'll be jumping against Bouchard at the center of the court. Here's the tap. Controlled by Bangor. Goes to Watson. Knocked out of his hands. Scrambled for again, and a jump ball as Watson will be jumping against Bouchard. Watson, the taller of the two. Right at the center of the court. Here's a trap controlled by Bangor. It goes to O'Donnell in the backcourt. He comes into the front corner on the right side. Into the right corner now to Brewster. Brewster tries to jump up from the right corner. Bounces off the rim. The rebound knocked out of bounds by Caribou as Ouellette was after it, and it'll be Bangor's ball. Now Al Cox comes in, and John Thibodeau goes out for Caribou. Bob McGee takes the ball out of bounds for Bangor. Under the Bangor basket in the left corner comes to Watson. Watson holds that ball, gets it back out on the left side to O'Donnell. In the left corner now to McGee. He's free. He takes the shot. It's up there. It is bouncing off the rim. The rebound spot for underneath here taken by Hapman. Stolen by McGee, but Hapman ties him up and a jump ball is called. So it'll be Hapman against McGee in the front court of Bangor. Bangor leading 59-42. Here's the tap. It is controlled by Caribou. And down court comes Ouellette over on the right side to Bouchard. He puts the shot up there. Good. Pretty shot by Bouchard. 59-44, quickly down to Godso on the left side. He goes into the left corner, drives suddenly into the lane, puts a shot up there. No good. The rebound up by Watson is good. Watson on the rebound to make it 61-44 with a minute and 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. McKinnon for Caribou moves down the middle, passing in underneath now to Cox all alone. He puts a shot up there, no good. Brewster gets the rebound for Bangor, and Bangor moves on the attack. Brewster brings the ball down the center, into the left corner to O'Donnell. Back to Brewster driving through. He puts it up there, no good. The rebound popped from underneath there, taken by Cox. But they're stolen by Watson. He puts it up for 2 points. Rod Watson for Bangor to make it 63-44. And that's 20 points now for Rod Watson. McKinnon moves down the middle, goes to the left side. Back in the center, it comes to Ouellette. He has room for that jumper. It is good. Gary Ouellette again, 63-46. Here's a pass in and set to McKinnon. He gives it to Ouellette underneath. He puts another one in there. With the clock now showing about 40 seconds. Let's see, as the pass comes in and a foul is called against Ouellette. That's the first foul on Ouellette as he was trying to get that ball in the backcourt. And the 1-on-1 rule is now in effect. Gary Ouellette has 21 points for Caribou. Brian O'Donnell at the foul line for 1-on-1 for Bangor. The shot is up by O'Donnell. It is good. He'll have another one. It hit the front rim and dropped over. 64-48. Bangor leading. Shot is up there. It is good. 65-48. Down court now comes Terrible. McKinnon brings the ball down the middle, moves toward the left side, gets back in the center to Ouellette. Ouellette fumbles the ball. It's picked up by Gotso. Gotso comes from the drive, down the left side, goes underneath, puts the shot up there. Good! A pretty underhand shot. Larry Gotso on the quick break to make it 67-48. McKinnon now moves down the middle, moves toward the left side, stops, tries the jumper from there. It is rolling around. It's no good. The rebound battle for underneath, tied up by two men on the jump ball is called. Brewster jumping against Bill Bouchard. 13 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Hits the tap. It is controlled by Caribou, but then the ball goes out of bounds as two men are after it, and a jump ball is called. And it'll be Brewster jumping against Al Cox. 67-48. Bangor in front. Brewster now gets the tap, but it's intercepted by McKinnon, and then the ball went out of bounds, and let's see who they're going to give it to. The officials say they're not sure. Let's jump it. So we'll jump at the foul line in the front court of Caribou. It'll be Brewster against McKinnon. Three jumps in a row here for Brewster. Here's the tap, and it's stolen by Hatman for Caribou. He gets it in the lane to Cox. He puts it up there. No good. The rebound is taken by O'Donnell for Bangor. Down court it comes to Brewster, and as the buzzer sounds, Brewster is called for a foul on charging, his first foul, and at the end of three quarters of play, the score is Bangor 67, Caribou 48. Eddie in the backcourt, and Bangor now moves into the frontcourt. Watson with the ball, gets to Brewster in the center. He moves toward the right side. The ball's knocked out of his hands. It's recovered by Brown, and a scramble for it, and O'Donnell is called for a foul. The fourth foul on Brian O'Donnell, and at the free throw line will be Dick Brown. And it is good. Well, now they say it was not a one-on-one situation. So that's all there is. Bangor puts the ball in play. Down it comes to Gotso. He drives into the lane, getting it over on the right side to McGee. McGee passes over to Watson. The ball then is deflected and went off Watson's leg and went out of bounds. Caribou's ball. McKinnon moves down the middle, goes toward the left side, passes in now in the left corner to Brown. He tries a shot blocked by Brewster, and Brewster is fouling him. That's the second foul on Brewster. And at the foul line will be Dick Brown for Caribou. With 7 minutes and 35 seconds to go in this final quarter, and Bangor leading 67-49. Brown gets ready. He has two shots. Shot is up there. It is good. 67-50. Brown ready for the second shot. It's up there. It is good. It rattled around and dropped through. 67-51. Now, Caribou pressing in the backcourt. Gotso with the ball. He gives it to O'Donnell, still in the backcourt. Down court to Gotso. And Gotso moves down the middle, goes into the lane, over in the right corner to McGee. McGee behind his back to Brewster, still in the corner. Back to McGee on the right side. Out deep on the right side now to O'Donnell. O'Donnell gets it partway down the right side to Brewster. Brewster drives along the end line. Goes underneath, puts the shot up there. It is no good. The rebound comes out into the middle. Scramble for it. Grabbed by Watson. He puts it up there. No good. The rebound battle for underneath here. Taken by O'Donnell. Puts it up. Blocked nicely by Hatman. The ball goes into the corner, goes out of bounds. Let's see whose ball it'll be. And it'll be a jump ball, as O'Donnell will be jumping against Gary Willett. Bangor leading 67-51. Here is the tap, controlled by Caribou as it goes to Bouchard. He gives it to Willett. Willett gets it now into the left corner to McKinnon. McKinnon tries the jumper from the left side. It's no good. The rebound taken by Watson for Bangor. He's battled for with the ball, but he gets it over to Gotso. Gotso going down the left side, goes underneath, but he was traveling as he did, and the basket does not count. And we have a substitute coming in. And everybody was confused there. They thought there was a foul involved, but there was no foul. It was merely traveling. So Bouchard now comes out, and to replace him for Caribou is Willard Hamilton. Hamilton in there. Now McKinnon for Caribou comes down the right side, goes along into the lane, turns around, puts the shot up, and it's good. A good individual effort that time, 67-53. Brewster with the ball in the backcourt. He gives it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell comes down court for Bangor, down the middle, into the right corner to McGee. He has room for the shot. He takes it. It bounces off the rim. The rebound taken by Watson in the lane. He clears out to the left side, then gets it back in the center to O'Donnell. Partway down the right side to Brewster. Now Brewster in the lane to Watson. He hooks the right-hand shot up, and it's good. Rod Watson on the hook shot to make it 69-53. Down the right side comes McKinnon. He tries a jump shot. No good. The rebound is high in the air. Tied up by two men on the jump ball is called. O'Donnell will be jumping against Hamilton in the front court of Caribou. Ready for the tap. It's hit by both men. It goes to Brewster or Bamford. He looks down court. Quickly down to McGee. McGee drives down the right side. Can't get all the way through. Goes to the end line. Passing underneath to O'Donnell. Puts it up. No good. Rebound is taken by Ouellette for Caribou. He comes down the middle. Goes toward the left side. Goes into the lane. Tries a jumper. That is bouncing around. No good. Rebound taken by Ouellette. He puts it up. It's blocked by Brewster, and Brewster is fouling him. The third foul on Buzzy Brewster. And at the foul line will be Gary Ouellette. 69-54. And Ouellette has 22 points now. Ouellette ready for the second one. It's up there. It is good. 23. I said he gets it out deep on the right side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell moves near the center of the court. Over the left side, out deep, it comes to Brewster. Brewster drives down the left side. Goes underneath. Puts the shot up there. No good. Rebound tipped up by O'Donnell. No good. The rebound fought for. Taken by Hafman for Caribou. Bangor leading 74-57. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Bouchard comes down the middle. Holds the ball there. Looks for a man in the left corner now. Comes to Brown. Brown fakes. Gives it out deep on the left side to Ouellette. He drives near the center of the court. Drives down the right side. Tries that jumper that's up there. It's good. Gary Ouellette. And that must be 25 points for Ouellette. Here's Bangor in the backcourt being pressed. The ball is stolen by Gary Ouellette. Down the right side it comes to Bouchard. Bouchard tries to pass it through. It's deflected out of bounds by Brewster. It'll be Caribou's ball. 74-59. With a little over 4 minutes to go in this contest. Caribou has the ball underneath the Caribou basket. It comes in on the right side to Hamilton. He tries the shot, no good. Up and in by Hafman on the rebound. Dave Hafman on the rebound to make it 74-61. Caribou still in there battling. And as the pass comes in, a foul is called against Caribou as Willard Hamilton was trying to get that ball from Brewster. So that's the first foul on Hamilton. Now Mike Black comes in and Larry Godso goes out for Bangor. Brewster is at the free throw line for Bangor. 3 minutes and 55 seconds to go. Bangor leading by 13. Brewster has one and one. He gets ready. The shot is up there. It is good. He'll have another one. 75-61. All right, Brewster ready for that second shot. It's up there. It is no good. The rebound fought for, taken by Downs. He puts it up. No good. The rebound still fought for, taken out by Bouchard. Bouchard comes in the drive, down the right side. Pivots around as he gets in on the right side. Back out in the center. Intercepted by McGee, but knocked out of his hands. Scrambled for, and a foul is called against McGee. McGee committing his first foul. Now we have Eddie McKinnon and John Thibodeau coming back in for Caribou, and Caribou calls for a timeout with 3 minutes and 45 seconds to go, and Bangor leading 75-61. Eddie?
Caribou lost one strong man via the foul route. Dan Kelly went out with five fouls, and Hafman has four fouls on him. In this game so far, Bangor has hit 21 out of 26 from the foul line, 21 out of 6 by the Rams in free throws, while Caribou has had 9 out of 10 opportunities. So Bangor not fouling very much tonight. O'Donnell has 4, Brewster has 3, McGee and Newman have 1 called against him, and that's all according to our record. 75-61, Bangor in front, WLBZ Bangor, Maine, a Maine Broadcasting System station.
Dave Hafman at the foul line. He has one shot, one and one. The shot is up there. It is bouncing around. It's no good. The rebound is taken by Brewster. He gives it over to O'Donnell, but the ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Caribou's ball. Caribou trailing by 14, 3 minutes and 42 seconds to go. The ball comes into Ouellette out deep on the left side. He drives near the foul line. Ball's knocked out of his hands. Scramble for, picked up by Downs. Knocked out of his hands, but he grabs it. Gives it to McGee, still in the backcourt. And down court they come now, into O'Donnell on the right side. He gets it in the right corner to Downs. Downs back at the foul line to Black. Black bouncing that ball. Gets it out deep on the right side to O'Donnell. In the right corner comes to Brewster. Brewster holds that ball there. Gets it on the left side to McGee. McGee out deep on the left. Holds the ball. Gets it out in the center to Black. Over on the left side now it comes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell comes near the center of the court. Being pressed gives it back to Black. Black drives into the lane. Into the left corner goes to McGee. McGee holds it there. Gets it back on the left side to Black. And over to O'Donnell and in the right corner to Brewster. Brewster tries the jumper. It's good. Buzzy Brewster on the jump shot to make it 77-61. Bangor leads. McKinnon brings it down the middle. Eddie McKinnon gets it over the left side to Ouellette. He comes near the center. Tries a jumper that is bouncing around. It is good. Gary Ouellette with 27 big points. Here's a pass in now to McGee, and he is fouled by Bill Bouchard. Bouchard committing his first foul. Now Robbie Newman comes in place of Buzzy Brewster. And Bob McGee, who has played well for Bangor tonight, is at the foul line for one shot, one and one. He gets ready. The shot is up there. It is bouncing around. It is good. He'll have another one. All right, McGee gets ready. Shot is up there. It is good. 79-63. Bangor leads 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go. McKinnon comes down the middle, moves to the left. Suddenly tries a jump shot. It bounces off. Rebound taken by McGee. He gives it to Black. Black in the backcourt. Gives it back to McGee, who moves into the front court on the right side. In the right corner to Newman. Back out on the right side to McGee. Over the center, now to Black. Back over to McGee on the right side. And then back to Black in the center. Trying to pull that Caribou defense out. A pass into the lane, goes astray now as it's recovered by Bouchard for Caribou. He comes down court over on the right side, it goes to Ouellette. Ouellette can't get that shot away. Bounces that ball, goes deep towards the corner, tries the one-hand shot, it goes in and comes out. Downs gets the rebound. Quickly down court to Newman. Newman comes down the right side, gives it to O'Donnell at the foul line. In the left corner to Black. He tries the jumper, it's no good. The rebound battle for underneath, they're still battle for, taken by Thibodeau for Caribou. And as Caribou comes down court, they're traveling, and it'll be out of bounds for Bangor. 2 minutes to go with Bangor leading 79-63. O'Donnell will take the ball out of bounds in the front court on the left side, but Bangor now calls for a timeout. Bangor leading 81-65. Bangor leading with a minute and 10 seconds to go. McKinnon comes down the middle, goes into the right corner, goes along the end line, passing in the lane now to Thibodeau. The ball's knocked out of his hands. It comes back to Ouellette. He tries a long one-hander that bounces off. He gets the rebound, tries another shot that rolls around. No good. Rebound then goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Caribou's ball underneath the Caribou basket with 58 seconds to go, and Bangor leading 81-65 here at Caribou. Into the left corner now it comes. And then underneath to Gallagher, he's being pressed and tied up, and a jump ball is called as Robbie Newman was in there along with Gallagher. They'll jump in the front court of Caribou. Here's the tap. It is controlled by Caribou. Goes to McKinnon on the left side. He goes in towards the left corner, pivots around, looks for a man, gets it over on the right side now to Ouellette. Ouellette tries the jumper, it's blocked by Black. The ball goes out of bounds, and it is going to be Caribou's ball with 45 seconds remaining. Bangor leading. It comes in on the right side to Ouellette. He goes into the right corner, being pressed and fouled by Mike Black. First foul on Mike Black, and it'll be Gary Ouellette, who already has 27 points for Caribou, who'll be at the free throw line. Ouellette ready. Shot is up there. It is no good. The rebound fought for underneath there. Grabbed by Ouellette. He goes into the right corner, passing in the right corner. And McKinnon tries to pass it through, deflected by Goggins. And a tie-up is called as McKinnon and Goggins both had their hands on the ball. 36 seconds remaining. 81-65. Bangor leading. Here's Goggins jumping against McKinnon. The ball goes up. It's controlled by Goggins. It goes to Cole, knocked out of his hands. Scramble for it. It's picked up by Newman. Quick paint the right corner to Nelson. Nelson starts to drive through. The ball's knocked out of his hands and a scramble for it. And a jump ball is called. Jimmy Nelson will jump against John Thibodeau in the front court of Bangor. Ready for the tap? The ball goes up. Here's the tap. It's grabbed by Mike Black, and he fell down as he got it, and there's a whistle on the play, and a jump ball is called as he was being tied up. So Mike Black will jump against John Thibodeau in the front court of Bangor with 25 seconds to go. Here's the tap. Controlled by Bangor. It goes to Nelson. He gets it on the left side to Goggins. He puts it up and in for two. Carl Goggins scoring for Bangor to make it 83-65. Back comes Caribou. Down the middle comes Ouellette. Over on the left side it goes to McKinnon. He drives down and he puts an underhand shot up there that is no good. And a foul is called against Robbie Newman. His second. And we'll have Eddie McKinnon of Caribou at the foul line. He gets ready for 1-1. The shot is up there. It is no good. Goggins gets it for Bangor. Quickly to Nelson. Still in the backcourt. He comes down the right side. Passing into the right corner. The ball is high in the air and out of bounds, so does Caribou's ball. About 3 seconds remaining. Here's a long, long, long shot taken by Caribou that is no good. Bangor gets it, and down court it comes to Black as a buzzer sounds. And Bangor has won this.